hello, this is Alex from Orbite. In today's Jobcast, you will hear from Alexandra, Jörn and Wim insights from the Valeo service, especially the warehouse from Helmond in the Netherlands. Let's jump right into the warehouse. Can you feel it? And Jörn starts by explaining what Valeo service actually does.
First of all, we are selling goods to the automotive aftermarket, which means we are selling goods when a car needs to be repaired. They are asking suppliers to provide spare parts.
You're driving a car, your car breaks down, your headlamp doesn't work or your wiper doesn't work. You go to the garage. The garage says, okay, I can repair it. I can replace the reference. And there's a very big chance that your garage will buy a reference directly from Valeo. And it is that part that we have in our warehouse. We have wiper systems, we have starters, alternators for your car, we have brakes for your car.
And we had also discussions on the floor with the employees about the cars in the garage and how do they treat the goods in our warehouse, that they should imagine that this lamp, wiper or clutch can end in their own car. So it's important for us to treat the goods well to make sure that the drivers are safe on the road.
In the next part of our Jobcast, you will hear about special personal experiences from Wim and Alexandra.
I'm working for Valeo more than 20 years. I started first 4 weeks in the warehouse as a team leader. And after those 4 weeks, I went to procurement, which was my original job to do here in Valeo. Those 4 weeks in the warehouse as a team leader taught me a lot of things regarding warehouse operations. And that has a very big benefit towards my current job, because I'm trying to improve functionality in the warehouse. But due to my experience in the warehouse, I know how they operate. It's not always my idea to approve a certain flow. No, if they give me the input, I will work on those flows to improve.
Yeah, but this background allows you to understand.
Yes, that gives me the insights. Okay, this is how they work. This is how they receive goods. This is how they pick goods. And what are the constraints and the issues that they face to improve our situation. And during the time, we improve the people, we improve the personnel, we see the strong points for those people. And we have Jörn here that can back that up. We have people that constantly are moving to different positions.
It was not maybe easy for me at the beginning when I joined Valeo. I had almost or even only men around me in the management and in the logistic team. And I was replacing a very tall Dutch guy. And I'm 1.50 meters, so at the beginning it was not maybe always easy to work together as a team and to ask for help, but definitely a learning was that we are indeed a very strong team. And if we ask each other for help openly, I think there is no challenge for us, no issue which we cannot resolve.
Alexandra has already indicated that there is no task they can't solve as a team. That brings me to the question, what are the toughest tasks you have to solve?
If I can say from my perspective, I'm responsible for health and safety in a big part as well. And for Valeo globally, safety is really number one. And in general, in the Netherlands, the safety mindset is on a very good level. But at Valeo, it's even more, it's even higher, it's even better. So it's not always easy to convince the employees, the temporary workers, to follow the requirements which we have, and we are really not allowing any compromise on safety. So I think the challenging part is to, on a daily basis, make sure that everyone is going in exactly the same direction in terms of health and safety, and to convince the people that it is above the productivity, it is above the cost, and doesn't matter how much it will cost, Valeo will decide to choose safety.
My biggest challenge would be if I would make an agenda in the morning of all the things I want to do that day. The moment I have written that up, I can tear it out of my agenda because it changes. Make sure your time management is very adaptable. You need to be able to change on the spot. You're working on one item, now bonk. Now you have to work on a different topic.
It's a challenge to focus on the really important things, because you always ask from different people, customers, suppliers to have an answer immediately. When looking for me, I'm doing a team management of 3 sites in UK, in Germany, in Helmond. I'm continuous improvement manager for customer service tasks. I'm working on international projects. I'm working in the management team for local projects to focus on the real important things. This is always a challenge on our side.
Now you have heard what the biggest challenges are in your possibly new job. By the way, if you want to work at Valeo, just Google working at Valeo and you will get to the Valeo career site. Let's end this Jobcast by hearing what big changes are coming up at Valeo. Clear the stage for Jörn and Wim.
Yeah, we are constantly changing. We are now since 15 years, 20 years, 25 years at Valeo. And there's not one year that we have not made progress, development changes. We will have new products on the market with electrical vehicle. We have autonomous driving and we are in the center of these technologies at Valeo.
Yeah, I think the biggest change in the future, at least the very near future in our warehouse, is that we're going to change the flow, the picking process in our warehouse, which is, in terms of operation, the biggest change in the last 20 years. We are creating one big new process in the warehouse that will change the work for everyone in the warehouse. We are doing that as a team, and of course we will include most of the personnel in this flow in terms of information, but also the way they see the working will be done. If our ideas make sense, because they are the people that have to work with the new method, these will be informed, but that will be the biggest change over the last years.